Our guest at the cafe this morning is Rick Parrott, the director of Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are a photographer, and you all do a lot of different stuff out there, but photography is a big part of what you do.
That's a big part of what I do. Yeah, I belong to a lot of Facebook groups where you just put up beautiful pictures of Texas. Or sunsets, things like that. And so, but I'm going to be teaching some courses over at the school so that people get off automatic.
Right. And have you haven't done any photography courses yet?
We have done some. There's basically is going to come down to basics, intermediates, specialty lenses, because people don't realize the lens can make a huge difference in the composition.
Sure. Are you a professionally trained photographer, or is this something you just kind of picked up?
40 years of really being bad.
Right. And
it's called chimping, you know.
I didn't know that, you've learned on your own. A lot of people learn to play guitar or what have you, their own.
Nothing, same there.
Nothing wrong with that, right. Of course, everybody thinks they're a photographer now. Because they've got that camera on their cell phone.
Yes.
But there may be more to it than just
It's pretty massive. It's really amusing to see the ads. I'll do your wedding for $150. Check out my pictures. And you go to their website and you go, oh, my God. Yeah. The face is in shadows.
Right.
You know, you can't tell any features.
Right.
The groom looks fabulous and the bride looks like a witch.
Ooh, that's not good.
You know, it should be the other way around, if anything.
Yeah, that's not good.
Everybody does. Everybody. But that's good because everybody wants to be a photographer.
So you're going to start some classes maybe in August and take students out on field trips for photography.
Correct. There's so many things we can do outside of the classroom once everybody learns the basics of the camera and how to control it. So if your shot isn't what you want, you'll know what on your camera to change.
Where might you go as far as field trips?
The Arboretum, the zoo, Reunion Tower is a great view.
We can
do some astrophotography and sunsets.
Just could be almost anywhere,
right.
outside of the classroom.
Once you get out of that classroom.
Good. Let's talk about some other things going on with Tipitina's. You've been having some parties.
Right. A lady came to us several months ago and said, could I have my daughter's party there? Because this art thing looks great. And from that formulated the idea that a lot of people relax beyond just the normal get-together if they're working with clay or painting or doing something artistic. And all of a sudden, the barriers come down.
Mm-hmm.
If they work together and one has a subordinate role, they don't have a subordinate role in the clay class. Everybody's an equal. And it's been really fun. Like I was saying earlier, we had one and they were older ladies, but the laughing was so loud I had to ask them to use their inside laugh.
These were mostly teachers.
They were mostly teachers.
So they got the reference.
Yeah, name shall remain innocent.
They got the reference to the inside laugh. We're talking with Rick Parrott, and Rick is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. Now, you're excited about the fact that there's you call a stake in the ground.
Yes, there's a board, a stake, right, like a stake in a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the ground, and that shows where Encore is putting in our 800-amp service.
And what we're talking about is you getting into the old ALDA elementary school building, the big building.
Right, 17,000 square feet of additional classrooms. We're going to have a green screen room in there. We have a stage. We have a kitchen for teaching culinary arts. It's going to open up a lot of doors for us.
Mm-hmm. So you're on the cusp of having electricity in that building, basically, yeah?
Yes. Dare I say it, we're getting closer.
Yeah, and all kinds of things then you can do once you get into that.
Oh my God.
Because you all have been operating in an auxiliary building that's on the grounds.
Yeah, four small classrooms.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I know you don't want to predict a date or when things are going to happen. Cause
definitely talking to the wrong guy.
You know how that goes. But anyway, there is the prospect of that building opening.
Oh, yes.
In the not too distant.
Absolutely, because there's not a lot of work to do, but there was a lot of permitting and getting the Encore. Again, all that paperwork that you have to get done these days. They built the Empire State Building in 18 months.
Isn't that something when you think about it? Yeah.
And They did it in 1936, same year as this school building was built.
1936 building. But a lot of work has already been done in there.
About $800,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like I say, it's ready to go. It's just we got to hook up the electrical, the plumbing, and, you know, those kind of little details.
Well, maybe next time, huh?
It could be.
Let's hope so. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, it's been great.
Rick Parrott, the director of Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.